Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 119, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and the Matthew Henry Commentary on the Bible. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today we are reading Daniel chapter 6 verses 1 through 3. The Bible reads in verse 1, It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary and the Matthew Henry Commentary, which is a more devotional commentary and the best there ever was, probably. From the Bible Knowledge Commentary regarding this passage, one of Darius's first responsibilities was to reorganize the newly conquered kingdom of Babylon. He appointed 120 satraps to rule over the kingdom of Babylon, and put them under three administrators or presidents, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were responsible to the three administrators or presidents, perhaps 40 satraps to each administrator or president, so that the king was greatly aided in his administrative responsibilities. This is sort of like when a new president comes in, he replaces everybody from the old administration in key positions. Daniel was an exceptional administrator or president, partly because of his extensive experience under Nebuchadnezzar, no doubt. Primarily because of the wisdom that God had put in his heart and the insight. that God had put in his heart. For about 39 years, he served Nebuchadnezzar. So the king planned to make Daniel responsible for the administration of the entire kingdom. In other words, the president of the presidents over the entire kingdom. This, of course, created friction between Daniel and the other administrators and 120 satraps. Now, from the Matthew Henry commentary, which is a much more devotional commentary that reaches down deep into our hearts for application, he said, "We notice to the glory of God that though Daniel was now very old, yet he was able for business and to serve as president, and had continued faithful also to his religion. He was a man of prayer to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is for the glory of God when those who profess religion conduct themselves so that their most watchful enemies may find no occasion for blaming them, save only in the matters of their faith in God, in which they walk according to their consciences." Now, beloved, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything in your life, and for wisdom to understand it and to apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from hell and get it saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6